the simile that is oftentimes used for heaven, for us who are here on earth, is that heaven is a banquet, a heavenly banquet. And of course, the Eucharist, which we celebrate, is a foretaste of the heavenly banquet. But so too are the many special gifts and graces that are given to us throughout our lives after baptism. Without baptism, there is nothing. And no one can enter heaven that is not baptized. But for those of us who are, we see, for instance, in the book of the prophet St. Isaiah, that all of us who are thirsty, and all of us are thirsty, we may not realize it, and most people don't realize that they're either hungry or thirsty. They're just looking around like deer in the headlight. All of you who are thirsty, says God through St. Isaiah, come to the water. Of course, what water is it referring to? That water which we receive in the sacred baptismal font. The waters of baptism, which open for us the gates of heaven, that wipe away original sin, which is a mortal sin. No one can enter heaven with any mortal sin, including original sin. And this is all given to us. And then, of course, we see in the Gospel a similar lesson of the Lord presenting to us. And it's not just to them that were there, but it is to us too. The banquet that he prepares for us. In his human heart, and we must always remember, he is true God and true man. And yesterday we celebrated the first Saturday of this 8th month of August, the month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart. He has a real human heart, a human body, a human will, a human soul that is united hypostatically to the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God. Thus, as we say in the Creed, he is true God and true man. That doesn't take away from either one. And so, he sees this huge crowd. He tried to get away from them. And of course, we understand that very well. We try to get away from them too, from you at some point. But people always find us and follow us. And then we have to do that for which we have been called. That is, to preach the truth. To preach the gospel. To preach the reality that God is three persons in one God. And Christ is one person in two natures. True God and true man. So, the disciples did not yet understand this. And this is already towards the end of the Gospel of St. Matthew. So they have already heard it. But then, again, we preach and we speak and we instruct, and people still come up to us and ask us the very same questions about that which we have preached and taught. They are like deer in the headlight. They have eyes but see not. They have ears but hear not. And so our Lord commands them to disembark, and he sits and he begins to instruct at great length. And so by the time evening comes, the people are hungry and thirsty, and the apostles take pity on them. And of course, we too who are called to follow Christ as his apostles, we too take pity on you, the sheep who have followed. Of course, we can do nothing about the sheep who who have not followed. They will get what they deserve. So the Lord has them sit, and he asked them, and we see in the other Gospels, it was Apostle St. Philip who came up to him and said, "We have only 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, barley bread it would have been. What is this for all these people?" And St. Matthew says, 5,000 men. And along with the 5,000 men, they would have had 5,000 women, the wives, and then their children, many children, not just one or two, as this perverted modern age of ours says we should have, but 5 or 10 or 20 children. Of course, I remind you that my grandmother, my father's mother, was the last of 23 children. They had many children. And they needed to be fed. They needed to be given drink. And the Lord says, when St. Philip says, "We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, it doesn't matter to him. He doesn't even address the question. "Bring them here to me." He blesses them. And this is important to you and for me, that before we eat dinner or anything substantial, we should bless the food. Of course, you can't bless per se, but you can ask God to bless. And then after we eat, we should give thanks. Of course, this all is connected. Eucharistoi, giving thanks to God. And of course, this is the perfect sacrifice of praise, of blessing, and of thanksgiving, the Eucharist. So they ate to their full, and they gathered up 12 baskets. 12. The 12 months of the year. The 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 apostles. All these numbers are symbolic, but they are also real. The 7 days of creation, the 7 sacraments, they're symbolic, but real. And so we give thanks to Christ our Lord for all the gifts that he gives us. And we enjoy, as we are meant to, we enjoy the gifts that he gives us. They all ate and were satisfied. They enjoyed it. Let us give thanks to God through the sacrifice of the Mass, the Eucharist, for all that he has given to us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.